Do you start thinking about your timeouts potentially? Football is loose. Fields evading a catastrophe, but they lose a ton of yardage.
I'm going to snap the ball. So, you know, I was in the middle of making a call when I got the tap. Just got the call out. You know, and I just have to snap it. I don't know exactly what happened on it, but it's unfortunate. I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, like I said, I was making a call. I got the signal and finished making the call and snapped it. So I don't know. I'm going to have to get with Justin and see what happened. But I'm not completely sure what happened.
Yeah, it's my fault. We were going on the first leg kick. Then Zach was IDing stuff. I felt the DBs rotating and changing the back end picture. So when he was IDing stuff, telling the O-line where to go, I was just trying to get that final picture before the snap came. So at the end of the day, it's on the first leg kick. So after I kicked my leg up, I got to be ready for the ball, no matter, you know, when it's going to come or not. So, yeah, it's on me.
Justin Fields, a leader, takes responsibility. Zach Frazier says he doesn't know what happened, which is never good. You're going to have to get in the lab, figure that one out. That can't continue to happen. No matter who's at fault, no matter what went down, we've seen it way too much. It's five times.
Right.
If you go back to the preseason, Frazier, Fields, five times in the NFL, can't happen. There's a million different reasons why they lost this game. No question. We can list them, and it would take the entire show, and we'll do that. And it will take the entire show. But that's one of the plays that did ultimately cost them the game. What do you think happened there?
Well, did Spencer Anderson slap him on his hip? Slap Frazier on his hip?
I think it was McCormick. But
McCormick, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the guards did?
Yeah.
So then it was probably on the guard.
So that's what McCormick said, is that he did do that. And that's what Frazier said, is he did feel the tap. And then I saw someone cut the video after the tap and say, see, this was all Frazier's fault. And then you rewind like 10 seconds and you did see the tap. So I think all three of them were kind of on different pages.
Yeah, it was everybody's fault.
Yeah.
But if their design is to, after one leg kick, then, you know, you get the tap from the guard and then the center snaps it. Like, Frazier can't see the leg kick. Only McCormick can.
Right, and he's turned around, McCormick, as you can see.
And he's looking at him. So if their design is to, one, if you pick your leg up one time, then it's like, all right, we're ready to go. Then, as Field says, he took the blame. He needs to be looking for the ball. And McCormick, it is hard to actually decipher, but it's all three of their fault at
right.
the same time.
Exactly. And here's the deal. It can't happen.
Right.
It can't happen no matter whose fault it is. Can't happen. I liked Fields' description, because you go back and you watch, and Fields does, at the last second, he looks over to his right, because they're shifting things on defense, in the way he described it, is I'm trying to get my final picture of what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Fields had a really good beat on what they were trying to do in those final four drives.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's dissecting things pre-snap. It's just an unfortunate thing, and it can't keep happening. You'll be shocked by this. My mentions got blowed up.
Oh, I'm sure.
Blowed. You're WVU moron, da-da-da. Listen, you got a rookie left guard. You got a rookie center. You've got Spencer Anderson now playing right guard, who's now started, what, three games in his NFL career, all on the interior. And y'all want to come after me for West Virginia's center screwing up the game? TJ Watt's the best defensive player on the planet. Didn't show up. Patrick Queen's getting a lot of money. He was awful. Joey Porter Jr. in year two stunk. The coaching decisions in this game, of which we will cover in depth, a lot of bad ones. Justin Fields, fourth year in the league, fumbles the ball. George Pickens, third year player, fumbles a football in the red zone when you're going to get points. There's a million different reasons this team lost the game. And you want to blame the rookie center and put it all on him? Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I mean, at the end of the day, if we really get down to brass tacks here, I think that if you want to, you know, go 1, 2, 3 of blame, Zach Frazier would be the third one to blame there, because he can't see anything. And all he knows is, whenever I get the tap, I'm snapping it.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Let's do it out this way, too. If it is Zach Frazier's fault, again, it's not good enough. But when you're down 17-0, that's why you lose. And Mike Tomlin did it the other way in his explanation after the game. said, no, you got to make critical plays at critical moments. Mike, they're all critical. The same way that you can get kept out of the playoffs by losing the first game of the season, you can lose a game, and you did lose the game by being down 17-0 early. All these reasons are why they lost the game. Like, I feel like you can do this every single sports talk radio Monday after a loss. Who was most to blame? There's dozens of reasons why they lost this game. And that snap, one of the dozen reasons. Absolutely. Cannot happen, not excusing it. But if you say that's the reason they lost, come on.
No.